This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 27. Idols and Images. Our reading comes from Psalm 115. Why do the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak, eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, noses, but cannot smell. They have hands, but cannot feel, feet, but cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Colossians 1, verse 15. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. We don't talk about idols much these days. And when we do, it's probably about a pop superstar or an American Idol winner. But when the Bible talks about idols, it usually means carved images that stood in for false gods. The Bible issues strong warnings about that sort of idol. On their own, idols are powerless. As Psalm 115 says, they may have eyes and ears and hands and feet, but they cannot see, hear, feel, or walk. Yet when people worship idols, they give power to them, destructive power. That's why, for example, the Bible warns against greed. Greed makes an idol out of wealth, and when wealth is worshipped, it has the power to turn people into misers or mobsters or market frauds. False gods and their images are dangerous. But then there is Jesus. Jesus is the image of God. That's why he can say, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." And that's not about his eyes, ears, hands, or feet. It's about power. Because when we see Jesus, we see the Father's love. And there is power in that love. It's the power that saves the world. It's the power that makes us what we were always meant to be. Not idols, but images of our Heavenly Father. And remember, that's more about love than looks. Pray with me. Jesus, you are the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. That's why we want to see you and seeing you to be changed. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.